So it works now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to OSC 26. I'm happy to see a big crowd here. We're starting things off a little bit differently this year with the board retrospective starting it off. This time I have a few slides I'd like to present just about what the last year has held, nothing really earth-shattering, and what we're expecting for the next year, followed by some Q&A, if that works for everybody. First off, I want to thank Gerald Pfeiffer for his 6+ years of service as board chair. He was stepped down last month after leading the project through some, at times, tumultuous situations, but brought stability and leadership to the project, and I want to recognize him for his service. So I don't think he's here today, but he might be here tomorrow, so if you see him, thank him. Recent news. I'm the board chair now, as you've probably heard. I was appointed last month after Gerald stepped down. I can't say much about that yet because it's been a month. but new news is that as of yesterday's in-person board meeting, the board voted to appoint Eno Krumreich, if you want to raise your hand, as the newest board member. He was taking my vacant seat and will serve out the remainder of my term. I posted a message to the project list this morning. Healthy year. It's been pretty steady. There's been, from what I've heard, given that this is like the first year I've been on the board, that it's been relatively quiet. And I think that's due to two big things. One is that the moderation team is functioning really well. A lot of the forums and communication platforms are operating smoothly. The biggest amount of sort of churn that we see on the board is moderation tickets, and they're not usually controversial. It's usually resolved pretty amicably, and we move on. I think this is a huge win in improving the reputation of the community because a toxic community doesn't invite people. And so if we have a good, welcoming communication platform, that's the starting point, right? The membership workflow is also working smoother now, going through the database, figuring out who the active members are. I know Lubosch and Ish did a ton of work on that, so thank you for your efforts there. We now have about 650 active or emeritus members. This number hasn't changed a lot, but the big difference is that we now have a better idea of how many active members there are, and so that gives us a better reflection of how many people who are active in the project are actually voting. What's the turnout look like? Because there are a number of people that, for life reasons, whatever, move on, and if we're counting or expecting their votes, that's not going to give us a real accurate representation. Milestones for this year. The AppArmor to SE Linux switch in Tumbleweed, reflecting the changes that SUSE has made in SLES 16. As far as I've seen, that's been relatively smooth, so kudos to everybody who's been involved in that effort. The Uni project was also adopted as an OpenSUSE project this year. This has been kind of in the works for a while, but finally crossed the line. So welcome to the Uni team. We have new colors. LCP put together a new palette that Lubosch had presented to the board, I think maybe a month or so ago. Not a lot of huge differences, but the deck, the reason the colors are used this way instead of like the blue that was part of the promotion deck, this is the new palette. It's maple brown or something like that for the back. And if you're interested, the full color palette is around. I can give you a pointer. Releases by the numbers. We released Leap 16. Thank you to everybody involved in getting that out the door. I know there's been a lot of interest in Leap being used in lots of different environments, and having it be the next generation rather than having focused on a Leap 15.7, I think, is, despite causing some churn, is actually really great to see. So thank you to everybody who was involved in that. 6 Agama releases, 5 AUNI releases, and 3 OBS releases. It's been a busy year, so congratulations. But it's not all hearts and flowers. There were some challenges this year. The board election was late, largely due to some challenges with the election committee, and that was handled by growing the election committee. So thanks, Lubosch. I'm going to be saying that a lot, I think. This year, we want to try to fix some of that by kicking the process off in October rather than waiting later in the year. And part of that is just making sure that we have a functional election committee, that people that have volunteered in the past are still interested in serving on it, and so that we're not waiting until the last minute to make sure that happens. And we would like to try to push the election to before the holidays so it's not, you know, a time when everybody is super busy with life. We have some bigger structural challenges. This dovetails into some of the talks, well, the talk I have later. It's really difficult for new contributors to know where to start. And this isn't just in technical ways, this is in non-technical ways. If people want to come and help with social media, where do they start? If people want to start writing tests because they're not familiar enough with the system yet and it's a good place to start, who do they ask? Right now, the process is go ask a board member. And if you're new to the community, you may not be socially confident. That's kind of a big barrier to entry, and I think we can do better to lower that. There's also some maintainer friction. And this is, a lot of this is interpersonal stuff, but some of it can be technical direction, where you know you have multiple maintainers that have different ideas about how they'd like their particular project to go. Fortunately, we haven't had any of these cases escalate to, like, you know, code of conduct violations or anything like that. It's been mostly just routine type friction. But still, when there's no clear direction, then we don't have, the project isn't moving as smoothly as it could. What are we looking like for the next year? Governance reform on the table. I'm going to be talking about that at 11 if you're interested. I have a bit of a small deck like this one and followed by Q&A. I don't really want to get too deep into the governance questions during this section because I have a lot more material that I'd like to present before we have that discussion. Git workflow improvements. I know everybody's had their challenges with the Git workflow. It doesn't scale to tumbleweed scale yet, but that's work in progress, and there's going to be sessions at 2 and 2:45 in Sal for that. And Leet 16.1 will be released later this year. I've heard a lot of questions about what that means for Leet Micro, and it will merge the same way as it has in SLES. So if you haven't heard, SLES 16.1 merges SL Micro into SLES itself as a different operating mode. That's the material I had prepared for today, so I'd like to open the floor for Q&A, I guess. Thank you.
So if anyone has any question, okay.
Yeah,
I see Neil first, then I'll go here. Be short, Neil.
So I saw as part of the palette that the OpenSUSE logo is different. Is that our new OpenSUSE logo, or are we still using the one that we've been using before?
Lubosch, do you want to answer that one? Do you do that one?
So the shape of the logo currently still remains as is, but the color green has been updated to reflect our new branding palette, which, as someone who has done a bunch of design for OpenSUSE stuff, the old green was really hard to work with.
Oh, I know the old green was hard.
So I'm really happy that we have a new green that is much easier to work with.
So this is Jay's subtle reminder that we should change the OpenSUSE logo to his design again.
We have decided to leave that as a future topic.
I figured.
Let's start small, right? We haven't touched this area for, I don't know, 7, 8 years, whatever. We've changed background once. Yeah, we have like big technical debt there, and I think that starting with the palette that Jay, by the way, is here. Thank you, Jay, for actually making it. I think it looks really cool. Really cool. Starting with existing logo, changing the colors, and over the time, maybe come up with a new logo, I think should be how we should approach it, because we cannot do everything at once. We don't have people for that.
And I guess onto the kind of governance topic, it might be nice if we sort out that first, and maybe there's some extra people that can help in driving that, if that's the direction the project wants to go in the future.
Okay, I have a completely different question. You introduced all the different operating systems, and it's really a nice list, and I really appreciate that. However, on top of that, I currently work a lot with Kubernetes, stuff like that, containers, and I have a feeling that the distribution could do this perfectly, but it's lacking the support from wherever. I'm trying to do that right now. I'm building, for example, K3S on S390, and by the way, on anything else you like to. And at the moment, for example, my containers are coming just from the home project, because they are not in a more official project. Is there a tendency or something that we can improve the situation that Kubernetes and containers in the first place are more a supported environment?
So right now, it's still the duocracy. If this is something you want to see, people need to do it. There's obviously, so there's BCI is already
done.
Part of the
you
project.
You just have to put it in the in more official projects. So that's the main concern. So it's basically a email to a board and it's done, or what, or how would I go for that? Because I think there's a little politics behind. Do you have the Ranger people who actually removed S390X support? And well, I'm building for it again. And I'm in the process, I'm building also for all other possible architectures, if you like. There is no hindrance in that. But still, this could be a political thing. And I need some stance from board here, I think.
I'm not sure this is a board issue, is it?
It's an everybody issue.
Yeah. You're on the spot.
So I would say that one of Jeff's governance proposals is to work towards having a technical steering committee. And I think this would be a excellent issue for that to pick up if it comes into fruition. If you're finding friction and you're finding you're being blocked by people or things, then under the context of the current board, you could consider that a conflict within the project. And then that is something that the board could help smooth out in the meantime, I think.
Good. Ino, be prepared. I'll talk to you.
Other questions? Anyone raising hands? Oh.
I guess a word of clarification. The color scheme isn't entirely mine. It's mostly based on what Janet Blackwell did for me. Like, I asked her for it and she delivered, and I did some changes, but yeah, that's mostly on her. And the question I had was, what about the name change?
I mean, as of right now, it's dead. There's no discussion happening. And to the best of my knowledge, and Jeff can say, I don't think there's a push within SUSE for it anymore either. And I don't know that there was ever that much of a push for it within SUSE in the first place.
Yeah, I can't really comment on how much the push was initially, but it's inside SUSE. I haven't heard anything about it for a while. I don't think there's much interest. I think the way it was framed is that it was proposed and then the community could run with it if it's something that we wanted to do, and I think the answer was pretty clear.
Other questions? All right. Going once, going twice. Oh, oh. All right, we'll go, Dave.
So there was one thing that I felt like is extremely critical on the on that on the slide deck, which is the engagement for new members. What kind of initiatives and what changes do you think will be important for the coming year to build that momentum?
Sure. So this is actually one of the driving factors behind my governance proposals, because right now there are no clear entry points. And what I'd like to see out of having a technical steering committee and a community and marketing committee is clear entry points for people that want to contribute in that way. I don't want to get too far into the details because I do have a talk on this later, but that's the gist, right? We need to make it more inviting, an easier way to contribute, a simpler on-ramp. And as part of that, I would like to see in those groups, people that may not have volunteered to do things before stand up and say, hey, you know, these are simple projects that people contribute to, both technical and non-technical. Like, you want to have like a weekly Reddit post or something like that nobody's doing yet, something like that, where it's just outreach, answering questions, that sort of thing. Or on the technical side, like I say, simple projects to start off with. Nobody's going to, you know, immediately say, hey, I'm going to write a new file system. But if they want to say, you know what, there's this weird little thing I've seen during installation that happens, I'd like to put a test in there to make sure it doesn't happen again. Can somebody help me through that? And there are people that want to volunteer to show people how to do that. Right now, there's no simple way to connect them. It's, you know, you can have somebody post on a mailing list saying, hey, I'd like to do this. But, I mean, I know there's been cases of people putting their hand up saying, I'd like to do this, and getting the response of, well, you know, it's more work for me to show you how to do it than it is for me to just do it myself. And that cuts off an avenue for contribution. But because we don't have any sort of, you know, real defined on-ramp, there's no better way to do it right now. And so that's the real drive I'd like to see for the next year, to try to improve the health of the community, is to make those on-ramps easier.
If you don't mind a follow-up question, I also like the idea of actually coming with more teams, because we do a lot of things. Sometimes it's just unofficial, and this will put like official sticker on it. But a change that I see is really keeping these groups healthy. We've seen it on many teams that we sort of expected that they are there, but maybe there was nobody active within the group anymore.
Speak more to the mic.
Sorry. I think that one of the challenges is to keeping these teams, these groups healthy, right? Just like with our membership, and that will be the ongoing challenge. More teams we have, the more we have to scan. Are you okay? You know, do you still function? Do you meet up regularly? And so on. And some teams need help. So that's the biggest challenge I see.
So I think that if we do have these committees and they do bring forward and take a lot of these roles, the parts of these roles that the board has been doing because there was no one else, will obviously go away to them. And I think the board's bigger focus will become making sure that our committees are healthy, our bigger teams are healthy, and the larger projects, the larger things that affect everyone are healthy, will become more of our focus rather than some day-to-day things.
I have a follow-up question or remark. You said often contributions get neglected or cannot be done because it takes more time to help people do stuff instead of doing it yourself. I was recently a mentor for Debian project for something similar, and it took really a long time to get people on board, but it helps. If you learn people how to fish, they have food for their whole lifetime. If you give them a fish, they get food for one single day, and that's the difference that it makes. Even it will cost you a lot and lot of time and effort.
Agreed. Questions? Any others? So, as the talks go on here, please be considerate of others, the schedule, people behind you, everyone play. You know, take. You have a certain period of time. Please keep on that point with that. The next talk that we have coming up is a keynote, and we'll also have one over here from in gallery from Michael with from Grimonio. And last call for questions.
Given there's a growing amount of interest in Linux across Europe because of certain political things that are going around on globally, I think that we probably should be having some sort of a much larger outreach to get more members. That's more of just a statement rather than a question, but I really think that given that the French government want to, you know, migrate 2.5 million desktops, for example, just one, there'll be a lot of overflow and there'll be a lot more interest in Linux, and I think we should probably all address that.
This isn't a commitment. It was more just a reflection and a conversation that I was a part of last night. And that was actually around the other OpenSUSE events around the world and how I think the one in the Americas had something like 300 attendees. The one in Asia had, 500 attendees, something like that, bigger. And I do wonder if one of the things that we can do in terms of outreach is host events like these in other cities to maybe draw people that weren't familiar with OpenSUSE already, just as a simple form of outreach, really.
Which I'll make the point that when we have those, please submit a talk in events.opensuse.org. All right. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you, board. And
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the conference.